Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm going to take you back to Africa today. And of course, I've got a love for that place and it's part of my life. But today we're going to go way down in the South. And this is news from our Africa director, Brother Eric Bowman. And he says, although Zambia and Zimbabwe are at the bottom of the list of countries alphabetically, they've been on the top of my mind recently. A new missionary couple, Seth and Melinda Amade, have been praying for direction as to where to serve in the southern region of Africa. So we went together to see where the Lord would place them. And we visited the city of Lusaka, Zambia, where beyond my missionaries, Caleb and Amy Robinson are laboring. They've established a great church in that capital city. And then we traveled down to the city of Livingston, where our missionaries, Kyler and Emily Kerr, have successfully launched a new church plant. And then we flew to Harare, Zimbabwe, where veteran missionaries Jeff and Cindy Porter have recently moved. And they had established several churches further south in the area around Chipinge and are now in the beginning stages of a new church plant in the capital city. Our missionaries are doing a fantastic job. Pray for this young couple as they seek the Lord's wisdom for their future ministry. And let me add here that they have since joined the IMI and are headed, their own deputation, headed to that part of the world. Well, Brother Bowman says, this trip also gave me the opportunity to visit several of our missionaries who are serving in the region. I was able to spend time with Jeff Demarest in his ministry in the city of Durban, South Africa. His printing ministry is exciting as he will eventually have the potential of printing quality tracts and portions of scripture for all of our missionaries in this region. And there's a parcel of land that God is providing for his church that has been renting facilities for many years. And then I went over to Botswana to see the ministry of Mike and Cindy Haley, and I preached in their church that meets in a rented school facility. And also stayed at their camp property and assisted with some of their construction projects that were ongoing at the time. Souls are being reached, churches are being planted, and God's hand is definitely at work in the southern region of Africa. Well, let me end up this week by telling you about summer at BIMI's. It's just like super busy. We had a great candidate school and had 46 missionaries, first and second year candidates there. And what a privilege it is to be able to teach and work with them. And then we had a week called Enrichment Week not long ago, which is for our veteran missionaries. And we had 10 furloughing missionary families and a bunch of children and teenagers come in, and we ministered to them and loved on them and tried our best to encourage them. And then this is the final day of the second week of Camp BIMI, Camp BIMI. And Camp BIMI is a great ministry here. It's for anyone seriously interested in missions 16 years or older. And it's just a time when they hear from missionaries from all over the world, and we teach missions, and every meal is food from a different country in the world. And there are no dumb questions. You can ask anything you want about missions, and they get to sit with us, veteran missionaries, and ask us questions. And God has used Camp BIMI in great ways to give people some direction in their lives. It's not high pressure. We don't try to force them into it or tell them where to go. But we do tell them God has a plan and a will for you. And it's such a privilege to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come together with these folk who are praying in their own lives about how they're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.